Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses, saving jobs. We're saving our community. Now, if I save a soul on the way, don't hold it against me. Let's just call it icing on the cake, because the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. Now, if I start to sound like a preacher up here, don't hold that against me either. Got it from my dear old dad. He was a Baptist minister. And, man, he used to bring it. And so my ministry is to help businesses and events succeed. And we have been doing that for the past 7 years. As a matter of fact, May will be our 7th year anniversary. Now, today we got a very, very power-packed show. I'm just falling out of my chair over here. I just can't wait to get to it. All right, Robert, calm down. First of all, I have in the studio my guest host today, Ms. Kelly Campbell. Welcome to the show, Kelly.
Thank you, Robert. I'm happy to be here.
I am always happy to have you in the booth. You bring so much energy and liveliness and activity and zeal and zest and any more adjectives I can throw in there.
Well, you can keep going. I don't mind.
All right. I could keep going. So I want you to tune in today and get your pad and pencil out today, because there is so much information that you really don't want to miss this. We're going to have coming on at 10:45, Mr. Tim Lewis. He's with 4D Traders, and he's going to show you how to do the stock market in just an hour a day. So anybody out there who's looking for a way to increase their income, their passive income, to get into that next level income bracket, then you want to tune in for that. Of course, Ms. Campbell, she's got a boatload of goodies today, including her second annual 90-day book, How to Get Your Book Done in 90 Days. Man, I tell you, I know there's a lot of – I get so many people calling me and talking to me about how can I get my book done. I said, hey, don't talk to me. Talk to Kelly Campbell. And then at the 11:15 hour, we're going to have Mr. Richard Miles. He's with the MFL. It's the Minor Football League. He is the owner. And this brother is rocking and rolling. Matter of fact, he's going to show you how you can actually become a football team owner. I thought that was so much just beyond our reach, beyond the grasp of most people. But this brother has made it affordable for you to actually own a football franchise. So get your pad, get your pencil, get you a comfortable chair, and let's get ready to rock and roll here on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. Now, I am Robert Gatewood. I'm the host. I've been at this for 7 years now. We have been helping companies grow, prosper, and we have made so many events successful. I'm just having a hard time enumerating. And so today, if you have an event coming up, today is just a good example of how we do this. We bring the facilitator of the event on and find out what you're about, get there some good information out here, and we bring this information to you, not to just sit there and listen, but to participate. Go to these events. If we bring them on this show, that means there's something good in there for you. Like if you're trying to be an author, if you're trying to get into the stock market, if you're trying to own a franchise, then today is a good day to tune in. Kelly, you have a lot going on in your world. I get dizzy just hearing I get in the room with you. I get dizzy with all the stuff you got going on. I know you got the book. Is it still called The Book There?
The 90-Day Get Your Book Done There.
Okay, I know you got that going on. You got something going on tomorrow, don't you? I see your suit hanging out there in the car. Like you got your fit clothes on now. But it looks like you got your bag ready to dress up tomorrow. But what's going on tomorrow?
Well, I'm really excited to participate in this event. It is the 2017 Women's Conference for Women Entrepreneurs and Leaders, taking place at Morgan State University School of Business. That is tomorrow, all day. It's a full day of seminars and presenters that are there to provide resources and education to help women get started on their business journey.
Wow, that sounds – if I'm a woman out here listening, what kind of people – who are you talking to? Is it anybody who's in business, somebody who's thinking about getting in business, somebody who's just looking to kill a Saturday afternoon? What kind of people are you looking to come out tomorrow?
For tomorrow, it's primarily people looking to grow their business. So if you're just getting started, this is a great place for you to be. If you've already started your business, but you're having some challenges, you're getting stuck, you're really feeling lost and overwhelmed, because you know that happens to business owners quite a lot, Robert. I know you get those calls.
What are some of the, I mean, you're a business owner. I know what my challenges are. What are some of those challenges that just keep kind of get people stuck?
Well, you know, this event is geared to women, and one of the things that I think comes up a lot for women is trying to do everything yourself.
Don't get me started up in here. Oh.
Superwoman is a fictional character.
Boy, I was talking to one of my clients. She's a very powerful attorney, and lawyers, I'm going to pick on you for a minute here, but lawyers are the worst at this, because first of all, they're smart people, and they kind of feel like they can do everything. It's like, shoot, if I can become a lawyer, I can do this. I can build a website. I can create my postcards. I can put together my media campaigns. Yes, I'm going to give you that. If I can figure it out, you can probably figure it out too. But you got to manage your time. You need to be out here getting people out of jail or getting people's probate straight and their wills and trust and get, you don't have time to be doing all this stuff. So if that's on your agenda tomorrow, women, y'all need to come on out here. Hear these sisters.
It's going to be phenomenal. We're going to be addressing a lot of challenges that business owners encounter. And marketing is a big one. A lot of business owners have a hard time figuring out where to invest their dollars, because you can buy and spend all day long, but what's the best use of your investment?
Well, I think part of the first thing we have to impart is that you must market. I think some people haven't even been sold on that concept yet.
That's true.
Well, look, I got my friends, I got my family, I got grandma, little man, got my cousin across the street. You run out of those people real fast. And matter of fact, if you don't treat them right, they're going to leave you too. So as part of a marketing strategy, you have to have a constant flow of people coming through the door until you reach what we call critical mass. If you don't reach critical mass, you cannot quit your day job and become a full-time entrepreneur, business owner. And what I was saying last week, Kelly, is that let's look at your budget. Look at your profit and loss statement. If you don't have a line item in there for marketing and promotion, you are already off on the wrong foot.
You said it.
People have a line for rent. They have a line for uniforms, a line for food and meals, a line for even the attorney and the CPA. I love those guys. You need them. But you better put a line in there for marketing right along with them, or you can't pay those guys.
You are telling the truth. One of the things I think is really exciting about this event, and if you're thinking about going, get off the fence and definitely make the time to go, is Morgan State made it very clear that they want this event to be interactive. They want the audience in action. So we're not just going to sit and talk tomorrow. We're going to actually get some things done.
All right. That's great. And also, folks, I want you to support one of our biggest sponsors is BLE Executive Suites. Now, this is a sister. Man, I got mad love for her. They have the virtual offices and executive suites. So if you have an office and let's say you're working from home right now, and I don't knock people who work from home because that's a good tax write-off, and some people really don't need an office 24 hours a day. Well, they have the suites that you can rent by the hour, by the week, by the month. They have the training room, the seminar rooms, and if you want a permanent office like some of the attorneys and CPAs and therapists who need a permanent place, they have these great suites. And then you have access to these big, nice conference rooms, the kitchen. You got somebody answering their phone, somebody giving water to your guests, place to pick up your mail. And so the sister, Bernadette Clay, she's been sponsoring the show now for about 6 years, and we have grown together. I watched this organization grow and grow and grow because she understands the value of advertising and marketing. When she approached me about marketing and promoting the show, I right off the bat said, this sister is smart. She understands how the game works, and she has never relented from the first day. She has been promoting this show from day one, and we have watched her balloon. I mean, they have the National Harbor location. Mm-hmm. They just moved into the whole first floor over at 9701 where the Keller Williams building used to be. So they have like three locations inside the building. They are the epitome, the poster child, the personification of what it takes to market a business. So go call them if you need to have any office needs. Call them at 301-322-1700 or go to blesuites.com. So, Kelly, there are some people out there that get it.
Oh, yeah, she definitely gets it. I'm a big fan of BLE Suites. I use them for my events as well.
Yeah, I thought you were doing it.
You saw me nodding my head.
Yep, absolutely. So yes. So you have this. So give people again the event tomorrow. Give them the location, how they can register, and how to get there, and what's going on again. That's at the event tomorrow.
Yes. So the event tomorrow, you can register by going to bit.ly. That's bit.ly/women2017. Again, that's bit.ly/women2017 for the 2017 Women's Conference at Morgan State University.
All right. And if you need some help with your marketing and advertising, my company, Gatewood Marketing, we have been helping companies grow for the past 20 years. We're celebrating over 20 years of being in business, almost 22 years of being in business. We've helped companies. We work with a lot of attorneys, a lot of therapists, a lot of hair places, a lot of food organizations, accountants, CPAs. So call me if you need some help, 301-839-2836, or if you want to promote your event here on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. This platform, of course, provided is by Miss another great entrepreneur, Miss Kathy Hughes, and we're glad to have this platform. And, of course, Miss Karen Jackson over there, glad to have her supporting us, Mr. Ron Thompson, the program director, and Mr. Alonzo over there, our engineer. I just want to give a hats off and some love to all the people that make this show possible, and, of course, our sponsors, people like BLE, our other guest host, Miss Tisha Hillman, the law firm of Tisha Hillman. She's at TishaHillmanLaw.com. You also have Suncrest Financial, Miss Felicia Day. She comes on every third Friday bringing the accounting tips. We have Messaging the Music at messagingthemusic.net. And if you're interested in a franchise, if you're looking at franchising, go to Gatewood Franchises and get yourself, find out you can get yourself a franchise. And if you're looking to make some extra money on the side, of course, Uber. Uber's out there trying to help people. People are trying to get a little cash on the side. Go to marketingpulpit.com and click on that link for Uber if you were looking to be an Uber driver and make some income on the side. Kelly, we got a lot going on today. So what we're going to do in a minute, we're going to take a break. We're going to quickly let people know what's going on today. Coming up on the next segment, we're going to have Mr. Tim Lewis, who's going to talk about how to make money in the stock market. Then at the 11 o'clock hour, Ms. Kelly Campbell, every time I hear that 90 days, get a book in 90 days. I know it took me about 90 years, I feel like. You tell them we can cut that curve down quite a bit. So I'm anxious to hear that segment. And, of course, at 11:15, we're going to have Mr. Richard Miles from the MFL. Go to marketingpulpit.com. We have information about all of our guests on the homepage. We have a little bio, their contact information, their web address. So if you hear anything, if you don't get to call in today, go to their websites, call them. If you're looking for information about these events, you can find out on the homepage of the Marketing Pulpit. Also, while you're at it, go ahead and like us on Facebook. We're at Marketing Pulpit on Facebook. We're also at Marketing Pulpit on Twitter. We're at Marketing Pulpit on Instagram. In other words, we are out there. Marketing Pulpit is a registered trademark owned by Gatewood Marketing. Join us, like us, follow us. Don't be sitting on the sideline. Folks, jump in and get in on some of this activity. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Mr. Tim Lewis from 4D Traders Institute, Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS at 95.9 FM.
Good morning. This WOL traffic and weather update brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. On 210 northbound after Palmer Road, construction in the right lane very slow as you get through the work zone there. 295 slowing both ways northbound between East Capitol Street and Benning Road, southbound from Burroughs Avenue down to East Capitol Street. Both sides of the Beltway very slow. Approaching the work zones, inner loop and outer loop between University Boulevard and New Hampshire Avenue. Both ways on the Beltway, one right lane is taken away, and it's slow each way. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. Now your WOL weather forecast. Today sunny and warm, a high near 84 degrees. For tonight, could see a passing shower or thunderstorm, a low near 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and hot. A high tomorrow, 92 degrees. Steve Hirshhorn for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
All right, I'd like to welcome you back to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. I have in the studio is Kelly Campbell. Kelly's got a lot going on there. Kelly, how do you do it? What's the secret? How do I get some of that energy you have? Is it eating right? Is it is it exercising? Is it praying? I mean, what's the answer?
You know, the energy comes from being excited about everything that I'm doing. It's the passion. That's what's driving me.
But, you know, people, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were talking about how do you work all the time? When are you going to take a vacation? When are you going to do this? When you are passionate about what you are doing, yeah, every day is a vacation. I don't need 2 months or 2 weeks off just to re-energize. I'm energized all the time. So that's what I tell people. Look, hey, if you're working on a job where you're stressed out and you hate going to work, yes, you need that 2 weeks. Matter of fact, you need 2 months. But if you're working, if you're an entrepreneur and you're aligned with your purpose, your reason for being, then it comes naturally. You naturally have that energy. And I see it all over you because I know you got about three or four things going.
That's exactly what happens to me. I get excited about something, a new project, and I just light up. And I'm off to the races.
All right. Well, we're going to get to Mr. Lewis. Mr. Lewis, he was on the show a few months ago.
Doing great, Mr. Good. How you doing?
Hey there, Mr. Lewis. Man, I couldn't wait to get you back on there. You know what? Last time I talked to you, I'm going to tell you, man, I haven't slept since. You said somebody. You told me that somebody's gotten like this. Like some kind of crazy number bonus, like, what, 6 million? The bonus is
$65 million.
Oh God!
Bonus was $65 million.
There you go again. See, now I'm not gonna sleep.
Yes,
again. I've changed my whole way of thinking. I'm thinking now. I say I want to make money while I sleep because I like sleeping and I like making money. Don't put those two things together, man. So tell us about
that's a combination.
That's a good combination. So tell us about 4D Traders Institute.
Well, 4D Traders is an educational institution who helps people who want to learn how to get in the game. And it's one thing to be on the sideline. It's another thing to be in the game. And if you're interested in getting in the game, that's what we come in at. You know, I tell people if you want to retire broke, that's your business. But if you don't, that's my business.
Oh,
you know,
I like that. tell them about the game. What game, exactly what game are we talking about? Tell them about the game.
The money is on Wall Street. That's Gatewood. That's where the money is. And if you're going to be blessed, you need to go where the money is. And so if you want to get into the market and learn to become a trader, and that's what we do. We trade the markets such as gold and oil and which are great opportunities right now by where the market is. A great time to be a trader. It's a great time to be involved with the market. And so we're very excited about it because we've got students who are excited about this. They're doing well. It's giving them hope because when you have hope for the future, it brings power to the present, and it just gives people hope. And my job is not to try to convince or sell a person on why they should do this if they're interested. Hey, we're here for you. If you're not, you know, that's okay. You know, follow your heart, do what is right for you. But if you like being free and making money, this is a spot where I recommend you hang out at because we love our freedom. And like you, we love making money.
Hey, Tim, I'm sitting here with my co-host, Kelly Campbell. And we sitting here, our eyes all big. Because I'm telling you, we're probably like most people. When people say Wall Street, we're thinking they're talking about these other folks. They're talking about these folks.
Yeah.
We feel like there's a wall out there saying, like a club, you gotta either climb a wall.
And truthfully told, Ms. Gatewood, you're right. I mean, it's been a perception.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. We can get in the game. And so, you know, I'm excited about being a trader. I'm excited about students. But I'm excited the fact that we're now in the game. We can talk the talk, and we're in the game. We've been in the sidelines, in the stands, but it's nothing like being out on the field. And so I'm just excited about being in the game finally. And so we have the largest African-American black trading community in the country, yay, the world. Mm. And it's growing every week, every day. And folks are waking up. You know, it's one thing to, you know, be in the dark. Because somebody said what you don't know can't hurt you. I'm here to tell you what you don't know can kill you. So why people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And so we need to get information. We need to get in the game. And I was looking at one of Trump's advisors that came a part of his cabinet. He used to work on Wall Street. Mm-hmm. When he left Wall Street to go work with Trump at the White House, his bonus leaving was $240 million.
Oh, man. See, now I'm not going to sleep again. Man, you... I'm having to say
that's it leaving. And he's going out the door. Oh, by the way, he's going away, probably $240 million. Hey. Good luck with the White House. Go ahead.
Hey, Tim, are we just doing this the hard way? What I'm hearing from you now, like you said, you can't force somebody. You're not here trying to twist somebody's arm. I think what you're saying, correct me if I'm wrong, you have to get the information to even get in. If you don't even know how it works, you can't. That is a wall out there at Wall Street. There is that barrier because you don't even know how it actually works. So the first thing you got to do is to figure out how it works before you even get in the game. Am I correct?
That's right. That's exactly right. And that's where your education comes in, and you have to invest in your education. And there's a principle that says you sow, you reap. If you're not willing to invest in your education to learn, don't expect to reap. And what you said is right on point, because that's exactly right. And if people don't know, they're fearful. They're fearful because they don't know.
Now you actually,
if you get knowledge and information and build your confidence, ooh, you're like, man, I'm in the game. I was just talking with my daughter today, mm-hmm. and we were trading together this morning, and I told her I had this interview, and we were making money, and I'm like, hey, let's give this thing a break. Good news is we ain't got to go back to work until Monday because the market don't open back up until Monday, and we can enjoy our weekend and enjoy the rest of the day, enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Man, you made
and
me-
I told her I was going to the park. And going to work out and exercise out there with the water and the ducks, the squirrels,
hey, Kelly.
And nature, praising God. I said, if that's not it, then tell me what it looks like.
Hey, Kelly, aren't we hating on Tim over here?
I fell out at the bonus.
But you haven't recovered from the bonus yet. She hadn't recovered from the bonus.
Oh, yeah, that was his going away bonus.
From Wall Street. So,
yeah, from Wall Street. Good luck with the White House. Here's your bonus.
Oh, man. Oh, God. Well, look.
So I'm just saying we're going to be blessed. We got to go where the money is.
Well, I mean, you also wrote a book.
I'm telling you, the money is on Wall Street, and we need to get in the game. I mean, it's time to get in the game. That's all. That's my message. And it's for those who want to get in the game. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme. Mm-hmm. It's a process. It's a learning curve. You get out of what you put into it. If you're looking for a get-rich program, this is not it.
Hey Tim.
Now
you know I'm gonna tell you like I'm gonna represent the masses out here. I'm gonna be the spokesperson,
okay,
the mouthpiece. Now, if I go in there, I'm sitting here like a lot of folks. If I go in the stock market, I'm gonna lose my house, my cars. I'm gonna be out here on the side of the street selling pencils out of a cup. I'm sure some people actually, I mean, maybe not that extent, but I'm sure there's a lot of apprehension.
Yeah.
What do you say to those people?
Right. I'll say there is risk in the market. Anybody tell you there's not risk, they're lying, and the truth is not in them. Mm-hmm. But there's risk in everything you do, mm-hmm. you know.
That's so true.
But here's where your education comes in. If you invest in your education, know what you're doing, you can navigate because somebody's making some money. They got to know something.
But you know what, Tim? You
and everybody on Wall Street losing their house and losing their car. Somebody's getting a bonus for $240 million.
Well, Tim, I tell my clients the exact same thing when they're coming to me. Some people are trying to decide whether to get in business, whether they should advertise or not. I have to tell them, so look, there is going to be risk in anything you do. There is
that's
no
right.
risk-free thing that's going to help you get to that next income level. And so the key, though, is to get the help and the education to minimize that risk.
Now, if there was ever a true statement that was made, you just made it.
Let me tell you,
That was profound.
I have to put it out there every day. And once that light bulb goes on, you know what? Yeah, the reason I haven't been advertising or the reason I haven't been going into business because – I didn't have the information or the tools, but now that I have somebody who's showing me the way, now they feel more comfortable taking those risks, advertising, promotion, and doing the thing they need to be successful. Now, speaking of education, you have an event coming up.
Yeah, this coming Sunday, the 30th of April at 4 o'clock. And we're going to be in Maryland, I believe it is. I'm with Jim and Doreen Vine, and they got a location, and I'm sure they may have shared that address with you.
As a matter of fact, I have it right here. It's at the Hotel Largo at 9421 Largo Drive. Hey, that's right there near my office. I might have to slide on over there.
Hotel Largo, that's what it's called?
Right there. Well, that's what it says. Hotel Largo at 9421 Largo Drive in Largo, Maryland. It's at 4 o'clock, and it's at Sunday at 4 o'clock, April 30. And here's a number to call, 202-415-3627. Now, this information is also on the website at the Marketing Pulpit. So if you didn't get that information, if you didn't get the address or the phone number, go to the Marketing Pulpit, and you can double check that that hotel. But it's 9421 Largo Drive in Largo, Maryland, and the phone number is 202-415-3627, and that's Doreen and Jim Vines. They're going to be actually taking your call.
So wow. You know, the good news, Mr. Gatewood, the workshop is free. They don't have to pay for it.
Oh, my goodness. You say it's free, too.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, Tam, it's always, we'll be repeating this information throughout the show. I want to thank you again for coming on, sharing this information with us, and we'll be promoting the show throughout the show today. And thank you again, Tam, and for everything you're doing out there, okay?
All right. Keep up there. Same to you. God bless. Take care now.
God bless. Bye-bye. All right, folks. That's Tim Lewis. It's 4D Traders Institute. They have an event coming up. Go to marketingpulpit.com and find out more information. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, doing a book in 90 days. What you talking about, Willis? We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WO and 95.9 FM.
Carl Nelson here again. Join us this afternoon at 4 for another Open Phone Friday. This is how it works, folks. If you didn't get a chance to call in this week, or previous weeks for that matter, reach out to us at 800-450-7876. Or, if there was a topic that you think we should have discussed and we didn't, or even if we did and you think we came up a little short, call us up. Or, if there's something going down in your corner of the world that you think the rest of the universe would benefit by hearing about it, hit us up. It's toll free. It's worldwide. It's 800-450-7876. Sometimes we may have some very special guests, but we really, really want to speak to you. So let's meet up right here at 4, right after Reverend Al, on AM 1450, FM 95.9, because you know this is where the DMV comes to talk. WOL, where information is power.
Join us Saturday, April 29th at 11 a.m. for Earth Festival at the Yard Park, 355 Water Street, Southeast in Washington, D.C. Kids Zone with face painting, arts and crafts, puppet show, games, a vendor market, group exercising, and demonstrations. Earth Festival, it's free. For more information, log on to IAPW.org. That's IAPW.org.
1450 WOL Washington, W240 DJ Washington, 95.9 WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
I'd like to welcome you back to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. I have in the studio Kelly Campbell. And we just finished talking to Mr. Tim Lewis of 4D Traders Institute. He has an event coming up Sunday. And go to marketingpulpit.com and get more information about the event. It's going to be at 9421 Largo Drive in Largo, Maryland. And you can call 202-415-3627 or 240-410-9450. Or make it easy, just go to marketingpulpit.com. Go to marketingpulpit.com and come on out, folks. Get that information. There's nobody going to be twisting your arm. It's free. Get the information, then you can decide whether that's for you or not. I just like to know, Kelly. I mean, sometimes it's like I be hearing about stuff that I say, that doesn't sound like me. But if it's free to go find out, why not, right? Just go and get the information and then decide.
That's what I say. Some of the wealthiest people in the world swear by education, could never stop learning. So that, I'm with you, Robert.
I think about the different ventures I've started over years, and each one of them started something. I kind of do it a little backwards. I would start the venture, then I'd go get the education, because by marketing, when I see a market, I'm not going to let education and resources slow me down. I'm going to jump in that pool. I'll go back and get the education and resources, but you can't sit when the iron is hot. You got to jump in. So anyway, let's talk about this. Anyway, let's give you all this again, a quick backdrop on you and all some of the things you're doing, and then we jump into the 90-day book there.
Absolutely. Well, I'm a speaker and a best-selling author.
Hey, I know you're a speaker. You got that. I can hear that. You hug this mic, girl. You can work a mic. I didn't even have to say that. That it just comes across. Anyway, I'm sorry.
No. And I'm in town this week for the 2017 Women's Conference at Morgan State University. But while I'm here, I wanted to share that there's an exciting event going on next week, as you mentioned, which is the 90-day Get Your Book Done Dare.
90-day Get Your Book Done Dare. Let me let that soak in for a minute. All right, folks, y'all soaking in with me. Now, you think about a book. I know some of y'all are sitting out there. You've got stuff in cigar boxes and folders on old computers, and you've been talking about this book probably since you were a baby, since you were in high school, and it never got off the ground. So y'all better be the first one sitting up here and taking notes, because I got my, even though I've done a couple of books, I want to figure out how I can do it in 90 days. I'm living it, too.
You can actually do it in 30 days. Oh. I wrote my bestseller in 30 days. I just didn't want to scare people away.
You're scaring me. Wow. You mean it can be done in less than 90?
It can be done in less than
90. So you're saying 90 is like stretching it out.
90, stretching it out to make it comfortable for the audience so that everybody can wrap their mind around it. But you know how when you've got a deadline and your back is against the wall, you can do more in 3 days than you've done in 3 months.
That's true.
When you have to.
That's true. I hate to say it, and hope my clients aren't listening. When somebody retains me. Now, in my defense, I'm walking around thinking I'm soaking it up, the information, because sometimes you got to let this stuff marinate. But I really get down to work like that last couple of weeks before it's due. And I think putting a book together is about the same way, isn't it?
It can be. And, you know, the New York Times did a study that says that more than 80% of people have a book in them, have said that they want to write a book. But less than 20% will actually accomplish the goal because they think it takes too much time, they think that it's too much work, and they think that it's hard, and it doesn't have to be.
So what are some of the advantages of having a book?
Wow. Books help you to build credibility. I'm really big on showing entrepreneurs, your audience, how to build yourself as an authority, how to distinguish yourself from your competition, especially online.
Girl, you are talking my language.
Not to mention media, because I'm sitting here with you today.
That's right, because I'm going to give the audience a little tip out here. If you don't have a book, you are leaving money on the table. Because the book will open the doors like nothing else. When you tell people I'm an author, you put that author behind your name. You know, there's a couple of things I always say, a radio show host and an author are two door openers. You say, here I am. I am Author Kelly Campbell. You just walk in and say, I'm Kelly Campbell. That's a nice name, by the way. But when I put author behind it, people, first of all, they want to know what
Sounds
book you wrote.
Good.
Now they're going to go to Amazon looking for you, and you're going to come up in these engines that you may not have come up in before, because now you have a wider repertoire, a bigger resume as an author. I call it sometimes like an expensive business card.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Because I remember last time, I think one time we spoke, and after we had a meeting, you gave me a copy of your book. I was like, I was so impressed. I said, wow, a business card would not have come close to having that kind of impression. That was memorable. That book is sitting in my desk, on my desk right now, because it made such an impression. That's what being an author would do for you.
It's huge. And you call it a business card. I call it a 24-hour salesperson that works for you all day, every day. Because Amazon is second only to Google and search engines. That's where people go for information.
Mm-hmm. And you put that bio in Amazon. Man, let me tell you. Like you said, building that credibility. Credibility comes with having author behind your name. Because, like you said, you're an expert.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us now. You got this event coming up. Now, when I come out of there, can I have a book done by the time the event is over?
You have. have the framework okay. for how to get your book done by the time the event is over. And you'll probably be really fired up and excited to go put on the paper. Because that's what I do. I get people charged, energized, and ready to go. And that's what we're going to do with this book dare. But I want the audience to think bigger than just a book. We'll use Robert Kiyosaki as an example.
Okay.
He wrote a book.
Oh, yeah.
It became a course, eventually a university. It became a game. It became a coaching program. So think about all the things that your book can help you create
wow.
to bring in income.
You know what? That is so true because I'm not sure if your company does that, but I've seen these services where they take your book and turn it into a course.
That's the goal, and that's exactly what our purpose is in offering the dare. We want to show you how to get your book done so we can show you how to create income streams and residual income. It's not about royalties. It's about what that book can do for you and your business.
See, now you got my antennas going up now because most people, when they're thinking about books, they're thinking about, well, I got to go out here and sell books. And you know, unless you're a really, real big name, you're not going to make tons of money. But now you're telling me that other income streams open up by
yeah.
having a book. Taking that book and making a course out of it and other ways of, I'll be darned.
That's the good stuff. That's why we have to get the book done in 90 days so we can get to the good stuff.
Oh, man, you folks, I hope you got your pens out there. Now, look, some of you folks out here are doing very well. And because I'm always congratulating and honoring and saying hallelujah, amen. I love my entrepreneurs. I love my business owners. I love my self-employed people. You got good information. You got walking around all this content in your head. Get a book out of you. Let this sister help you get that book out of you. You said 80%. I think it's probably higher than that, but I'm going to go 80 is probably conservative as far as I'm concerned because mm-hmm. everybody I talk to, and some of these folks, like I said, have great resumes. They're business owners. They're doctors. They've started chains and franchises. But that book hasn't come out yet. Suddenly, if that book comes out, what they're doing can be magnified. And like you say, it's selling 24 hours a day.
Absolutely. It can go to work for you. So it's imperative that we get it done and help them get unstuck.
And like you said, you can't be sitting there for the next 90 years trying to do it. We got, like you said, you got stuff to do. We got to get this book out.
Time is now.
Time is now. That can't be wait. Yeah, you can't be waiting like 100 years old. And say, all right, here's my book. You wasted all that opportunity that book could have been generating income. Now, how do people get, tell us about this event.
So the event is going to be at the Courtyard Marriott right at the New Carrollton train station. So you can get there by car. You can get there by train. We want it super easy for you to be a part of it. It starts at 10 o'clock next Saturday, May the 6th, and it is free.
Free.
Boy, free.
I'm loving this free. It's May 6th. And at the Courtyard Marriott. What city is that again?
That is New Carrollton.
New Carrollton. Okay. That's not far from here either. Folks, to the national listeners, we're in Largo, Maryland. We're in Silver Spring, Maryland. We're at Radio 1. And so if you are in the D.C. area, and if you're not, you might just drive on down here to this, get this book deal. Because we've had people come from as far away as actually Atlanta to come into one of the events that we were promoting on the show because they felt it was so important. And if you're an author, if you're within driving or flying distance, and you folks in the D.C. area, there is no excuse. If you have a book in you, if you have a great idea, you're trying to open doors, build credibility, be reviewed as an expert, you need to come on out here to this event and figure out how to get that book out because we don't have forever. When you say...
Absolutely. It's already May of 2017 as of Monday. This year is half over. Let's get your book done in 2017.
So let's say right now it's the end of April. Let's mm-hmm. say May. So by June, July, you can have that book.
You can have your book content and be ready to go.
But first, you got to get the information.
That's right. So you want to join us on May 6th. Courtyard Marriott, New Carrollton Station. We're starting at 10 o'clock, and we want to show you how you can get your book done this year. If that was on your list of goals in January when you made your New Year's resolutions, it can still happen.
Because when I'm as a marketing expert, I'm always giving my clients advice and tools on how to get from that one level to where they are. And you'd be amazed how many business plans I've written where I wrote in that line, get that book out. Get the book out of you. What I haven't done, though, is told them that they can get it done in 90 days. So that's why I'm glad you're here, because a lot of times I'm thinking that, well, let's say let's spread this book project out to the end of the year. Now I'm saying we're going to make that thing within the 90-day period, because usually that's when somebody retains me. That's usually within a 90-day period. I'm going to start putting that book on that 90-day timeline, and we're going to start having people call you to get that book implemented.
And I will help them do that.
All right. Now tell us about, if somebody is trying to find you, if they're trying to get a hold of Kelly Campbell, because I went to your website and I was just impressed by all the things you're doing. You got your...
Thank you.
You're doing it, sister. You're doing some great things out here. So if somebody wants to find out more about you, I know you do the speaking, you're doing the book thing, you still doing the rehab in the houses?
I still rehab houses. Yep, absolutely. That hasn't gone away. Multiple streams of income, Robert. You know.
Yeah. That's why you're sitting here. You are the epitome of all the things that I talk about. Multiple streams of income, passive income. You don't want to be working when you're 90 years old, because a lot of people right now, they're working hard, they're smart, but they have a model. They can only make money when they are physically working. That model doesn't work in this economy. You've got to be, because one day, especially you self-employed people, you're going to fall down one day and break a hip or something, or you're going to get sick, you're going to get the flu, and your income stops.
That's right.
You've got to put something in place so you get paid, like Mr. Lewis said, like Kelly is saying, what I've been saying. You've got to put something in place that pays you, whether you're working, whether you're sleeping, whether you're eating, whether you're at the park with your kids. And that's a book will help you do that, particularly with some of the things you just mentioned about how a book can be this, create these other revenue income streams.
Absolutely. Unless you feel that you can write a hit song like the Macarena or the Electric Slide, a book is a great alternative to creating an income stream that could pay you for the rest of your life.
Or if you feel
it's
you
just
can,
the beginning.
Or if you feel like you're a good trumpet personnel like me. Because I write the best books. I write the best books. We write the very, very best books. When I write my book, you're just going to be so surprised. You're going to say, stop writing books. Your books are too good. They're too good. That's my trumpet. I shouldn't retire my day job yet on my trumpet.
It was pretty good.
I've been working on it. All right, we're going to take a break in a moment. We're going to bring on Mr. Richard Miles, and he's going to talk about how to own a franchise. But we first got to talk about this book, Get It Done in 90 Days, the best book. We have the best book publisher right here in this studio, Ms. Kelly Campbell. You have never seen a book publisher. She's very, very good. Absolutely the best.
If you're looking to reach us, we're at 90daybookdare.com. Again, that's 90daybookdare.com. And if you'd like to know more about me, my site is kellycampbellinc.com, kellycampbellinc.com.
All right, Kelly, you hang on. We're gonna take a quick break in a moment. Folks, coming up, we're going to have Mr. Richard Miles. He's with the MFL, the Minor Football League. Now, I know you folks, I've been blowing you guys away today. First, we had Mr. Lewis talking about the stocks. Now, we got Kelly telling you can write this book in 90 days and create these multiple streams of income. Next week, and I know you folks are saying, wait a minute, did I see that you can own a football team? You know what this does, though, Kelly? It opens up people's mind that everything is possible. If you get the information and the right connections, open the right doors, let's stop thinking that all these things are for other people. We can do this, too. And Mr. Miles is going to be up in a moment talking about how you can possibly own a football team. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back. The number is 1-800-450-7876. If you have a question for any of our guests today, 1-800-450-7876, Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM, WOL, and 95.9 FM.
Good morning. This WOL traffic update brought to you by Unbound.org. 295 northbound, very slow construction in the right lane after East Capitol Street. Southbound on 295. An accident blocks the ramp to East Capitol Street, so that's causing a delay from Burroughs Avenue. 210 northbound after Palmer Road. Road work in the right lane causing a delay there as well. We all got to where we are through hard work and a little help. Open a world of opportunity for a child or elder dreaming of a better tomorrow at unbound.org. Now your WOL weather forecast, brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For today, sunny, a high near 84 degrees, partly cloudy overnight, could see a shower down to 70 for low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a hot day tomorrow, high near 92. Drunk driving, 100% preventable, 100% of the time. Help them create a feature of No More Victims at MADD.org. That's MADD.org. Steve Hirschhorn for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
All right, folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. We have in the studio Ms. Kelly Campbell. She was telling us about the 90-day book there. You can get that book out of you in 90 days if you just know how to do it. Folks, everything is about knowledge. This show is built on the whole premise of knowledge. One of the sayings they kick around here at the radio station is information is power. That's great, but you got to act on it. Can't just get it in your head and go to sleep. Mm-hmm. You got to act on this information. Only then does it become power. I've been working in this field, folks, now for, I've been doing in various capacities about 30 years, working out here in the community, trying to build these businesses, because I was looking at some startling statistics that said in the black community, we hire about a half of a person in our businesses. In other words, we don't even have a whole employee in on the average. It's like 0.47. We only hire 4% of our working age adults. 4%. And through the businesses that we create, that's not the way to do it. That's not a working formula. So that's why I'm always happy to have people like Mr. Lewis, like Kelly, and then Mr. Richard Miles, who's on the phone. This gentleman is out here. He is a star in his own right. He played for the New England Patriots. I'm not going to let him. I'm not going to toot his horn too much because I'm sure he can toot it a lot better than me. Welcome to the studio, Mr. Miles.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Man, I am honored to have you. I've been trumpeting this horn. I've been blowing this horn ever since we talked the other night. And I'm going to tell you something else, folks. People like me and Kelly and Mr. Lewis and Mr. Miles here, we don't sleep a lot. I tell you what it is. We sleep, but we, when business has to be done, we take care of business. Because we were talking about 11 o'clock at night. And we were just wide awake like it was noon.
Absolutely.
So, Mr. Miles, tell us, now, one thing I did notice that you also have an affinity, you have a love for the community and creating wealth and creating jobs for our community. And I guess that's why you started out as a 501c3.
Yes, absolutely. The Washington Chiefs, my first organization started off as 501c3, put kids first. I initiate programs that's no thugs, no drugs, early youth offender program, conflict resolution. I did it on the platform of football because I tell, you know, everybody, you know, athletes are human and they make mistakes too. Mm-hmm. And when people put them on pedestals and things go wrong, everybody ready to condemn them. But I also want them to understand that a lot of athletes are willing to give back and they just don't know how, but starting the Washington Chiefs was my way of really giving back to the community.
Wow. And I noticed some pretty popular names in your organization. I saw Fred Smoot and Bobby Wilson, some people that are actually working with you.
Absolutely. And we don't want to forget Rod Millsap, and we have several other NFL players a part of this. So that what gives them give us that legitimacy, as you know.
Absolutely. Now, I will say that what I like about what you're doing in many organizations, when you start from a place of giving back, and that's something I've tried to live by, you give back, it will come back. And I can see that it has actually worked for you because you're doing some phenomenal things, such as the MFL. Now, tell us about the MFL.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The MFL is 32 teams across the country. I have my own network, my own radio show, my own apparel. It's trademarked and patented by me. I tell a lot of guys, it's not that you're not good enough to play in the NFL. It's not enough room.
Right.
As you know, all Americans don't even get drafted. If you notice that draft yesterday, I'm quite sure a lot of people watched it.
Right.
Those are what the NFL, quote, unquote, said, the best in the country. But we know different. And then we talk about a lot of the guys come out of school really not ready yet for the NFL system. You know, if you're in college, you're playing a college type of offense and a college type of system, period. So they need a little more technique and skills when you come into the NFL.
Wow. Now, you said something, man, that was so profound. You said it's not they're not good enough. There's just not enough room. There's only so many positions. I mean, you talk about of all the talented. Think about all the schools out here, all the talented kids. And we talk about some. I mean, everybody's not an Odell Beckham, but there's a lot of Odell Beckhams out here that just won't fit because there's no room for them.
Absolutely, it's no room, and that's exactly what I was been saying. We have to understand that. You know, we tell it's life after football, but you have a lot of kids that coming out of school that don't get a shot. That's where the NFL come into play. Of course, you know they have minor league baseball, basketball, hockey. Never a minor league football system until now. And it's not that it's new because I've been doing this for 21 years. But the problem was educating people to the minor football league because, you know, we got people still talking about semi-pro. And as you know, it's no such thing as semi-pro. Either you're pro or you're not. That's just an ignorant term people use to justify sandlot football.
But you know what? I was talking to you the other night, and I thought this was really what makes it fit into what we're doing here, is that the amount of opportunities that a football league brings, how many jobs it creates, how many income streams, how it changed the lives of so many people.
Oh, absolutely. You're talking about economic development. You're talking about coaching jobs, general manager jobs. You're talking about PR. You're talking about TV, network. You talk about people that work in the state and clean up the state and park. I mean, you're talking about opening up a lot of jobs for people and having the opportunities for someone to own a professional franchise. And this is the last frontier for that.
Now, this is really what I like. This is really why I'm just really jumping out of my seat by your being here. One, because this is actually owned by you. This is owned by a brother in our community. We didn't have to go outside the community. I'm sure this brother could have made some kind of deal and sold off or done this or done that. This is owned by somebody in our community. People always talking about we don't own anything. Well, folks, that's a myth. There are some people out here that are actually doing it. They're not getting the credit. They're not getting the publicity they need. But this brother is doing it. And you're also making this opportunity available to other people. Tell us about that.
Oh, absolutely. We're franchising. After 21 years, I revamped the NFL in its entirety. Right now, we're franchising teams. So now we're giving people the opportunity to own a professional franchise, not just 2% or 1%. I'm talking about owning the whole franchise.
Wow.
And as you know, we are in 32 cities around the country, and we're giving people the opportunity to own that.
Man, I can imagine now. If you're talking about having something behind your name, Robert Gatewood football team on. Oh, my goodness. You talk about some weight. Not even talking about, we're talking about people trying to make these impacts in their communities. You own a team. Think about the number of people you're going to put to work. I mean, just put the income aside. We talked about all the possible income streams, but just the impact that can have on a community.
I'm sitting up in my seat for that.
Hey, my co-host over here, Richard, is sitting here. She climbed up off the floor because she was saying, I can own a team.
Oh, absolutely. It's something that we used to think wasn't attainable. That is. And as you know, a lot of us have income and we have money that's been put away. We really don't know what to do with it. This is not most people come up with pyramid schemes and all that. Mm-hmm. That's not what this is. This actually owning a professional franchise. And I don't need to say that. Need to tell you what that means. You have a lot of cities in economically ruined, as you know.
Right.
And what greater opportunity to bring a professional franchise, football franchise there.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I tell you what, before we run out of time, you also have an event coming up on Sunday. Tell us about the event that's coming up on Sunday. You got your hand in so many pies there, Mr. Miles. I'm just admiring all the things you're doing.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, we have the Washington Chiefs present the Cardoza All-Met Hall of Fame dinner. And we recognize people throughout the years that have been playing sports at Cardoza and making an impact in the community and their professional lives. And we want to recognize that. And I can honestly say Cardoza had the only Hall of Fame dinner in the city of all the high schools. And it's something I thought about. And this is our eighth year doing it. And to see guys that played before you and coached in different places and actually get an opportunity to meet them, it speaks volumes for what we're doing.
All right. Now, folks, that's going to be at the Doubletree Hotel at 9100 Basil Court in Largo. That's right up the street in Largo also. And that's Sunday from 5:30 to 9 p.m. We're going to put that information on the homepage of the Marketing Pulpit. Now, do you have a number or a web address they can go to?
Oh, absolutely. You can call us at 240-551-8031.
Okay.
We have a few tickets left.
Okay.
And it's a type of event that everybody, you get a chance to meet the politicians and get a chance to meet people and recognize the young folks for what they've been doing in this community in our program.
All right, that's 250-551-8031. And also, if somebody's interested in that MFL franchise, which I'm sure there are quite a few, got one sitting up here in the booth with me, how can they find out more information about that?
Oh, absolutely. You can go to our website at themfl.org, or you can call that same number at 240-551-8031, and we'll be happy to talk to people about it. Remember, it's only, well, two teams off the board, so we'd be happy to talk to people about the other 30 teams, which a lot of people see as a great opportunity, and we have to understand this is giving people an opportunity to be that new line of billionaires, because believe me, this is happening.
Folks,
and I'd like people to really take a look at this, because it's a once in a lifetime opportunity.
And folks, I'm not, don't minimize this, because this brother, he's got a straight line to the NFL. Everybody's looking at this is an opportunity, like you said, of a lifetime. So if you folks sitting on the fence, you're trying to look for a way to change your life forever, call this brother, 240-551-8030. We're going to put this information on the website, or go to the website, themfl.org. Mr. Miles, thank you very much for what you're doing in the community, and we will have you back on the show soon, okay?
Thank you for having me.
All right, folks. That's the Marketing Pulpit. That's going to wrap it up for today, folks. It's been quite a show. Go to marketingpulpit.com for information on all the guests. And if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. And thank you, Kelly.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL and 95.9 FM.
Good morning. I'm Nick Bovey. Here's the latest from News1.com, brought to you by the Positive Coaching Alliance. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. More info at